DW.
Bushu Ecker Schneider steps carefully over the rusted-off first step of a steep iron staircase. It leads almost vertically up to the garden on the roof and wobbles with every movement. This is the only way to reach the garden set up by the Alevi community in Wuppertal. And it's not just any garden. Ecker Schneider, a doctoral student, set it up after moving from Turkey 4 years ago. She says it's a special garden, a haven of peace, right in the middle of the city. Ivy grows under a magnificent weeping beech tree. Deadwood provides refuge and food for insects, while rows of lettuce, herbs and fragile seedlings sprout from the earth.
So we have some plants like zucchinis, for instance. There's beans and peas, I think, also.
Johanna Dimmer has a lot of gardening experience and eagerly shares her knowledge with her new friends at the garden. Her love of plants is something she inherited from her parents and grandparents, she says.
I grew up in Prague, in the capital of Czech Republic, but every weekend we would go to our country house. And my mom and my grandma, they work in the garden a lot on the weekends. So I just built up this relationship to nature growing up, and that passing my knowledge now on my friends here in Wuppertal.
Johanna grew up under communism. People lived mainly in prefabricated high-rise buildings, and grocery stores offered a meagre selection of fresh fruit and vegetables, she says. It wasn't until 1990, when the Iron Curtain came down, that Czechs and Slovaks were allowed to travel freely to Western countries.
Because of being trapped in the communist country, people were not allowed to travel abroad much. So this trend has developed that people would buy houses in the countryside and to visit it on the weekends. And that's exactly the case of my family.
At their weekend houses in the country, people would grow whatever they could. And with the harvest, they could eat fresh produce and stock up on preserves and pickles for the winter. Johanna says working at the garden here in Wuppertal has brought back all those memories from her childhood.
When I tell someone here, oh, you shouldn't eat this mushroom and this one is good, and they're like, well, how do you know that stuff? Did you study it? No, I don't need to study it because I learned it from my parents. So I just like this to bring my child to the forest and show him, okay, this is the blueberries, and he picks them and he's like happy about getting it. It's again me passing my knowledge and my relationship to the nature.
Here in the Peace Garden, they also want to do away with plastic chairs. Benci Ciplak explains why.
We definitely want to make our garden more sustainable, with wooden seats or furniture from pallets. So we have to be creative and also take advantage of the fact that we have so many people here from different areas who can perhaps contribute ideas, maybe for oriental-style cushions and other things that we can use here.
Ja, andere kreative Dinge, die wir hier nutzen können.
Ciplak says similarities are more important than differences, stressing that the gardeners come from different areas as opposed to foreign countries, which is how migrants' origins are often described. For these amateur gardeners, it doesn't matter where you come from or what your skin colour or sexual orientation is. Instead, it's about treating each other with respect, says Ecker Schneider.
People, for instance, in the cities, they come with all their knowledge, moved from their countries and start to build their life and put their roots under the soil. But the problem was when you migrate from place to other place, you are also leaving your old background or your soil knowledge, what you had. Generation to generation, you live there and you are starting a build new life with all new perspectives. And the world lost all these old seed indigenous knowledges. And people who moved to Germany, the first generation, they were farmers. For instance, Anatolian Turks, they were farmers in Anatolia. Now they are the fourth generation is living here. When you cannot even carry this knowledge from one generation to fourth generation, it's a big loss for us. For the old world knowledge, it's a big loss.
Benchi Chiplak didn't grow up with a garden. Her parents, like many migrants, could only afford a small apartment without a yard when they came to Germany from Turkey. So they lost the tradition of gardening with the move.
So I was not really in touch with nature as much as I thought. So just being here and doing gardening is really opening up my mind, I guess, because it is somehow just connecting yourself to nature and always a zen place. I really like gardening. And I didn't know that before. And I think many young people would like to do gardening stuff just because it's so far away from the reality we always live in.
The Peace Garden is just one of a number of urban gardening projects flourishing in Wuppertal. They get their support from the city authorities, while municipal waste management companies provide low-cost compost and soil. Here's local Greens politician Yaskulu Zeybek.
It's very, very important for us to actually support these and to make space in the city for other projects like this to come up so that we can enjoy the gardening and the community together, because I think it combines very, very effectively the whole idea of sustainability and diversity together. DW.